Hello?
Sí, muy buenas noches.
This is Gil. Do you speak English?
Yes, sir. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead of the August non-primary election, would you say you are definitely voting for things for the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission? Would you say you are definitely voting? You are very likely to vote? Are you somewhat likely to vote?
Very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
I'm not registered with any party. I'm independent.
So, okay. And what is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 70?
I'm 45. 45.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm pretty much happy with how things are going lately.
Yeah, okay. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your life, your daily life, better? Would you say housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local governments? Which of those would you say is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your life, your daily life better?
Quality of life.
Okay. And although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you are definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for the Democratic candidate? Would you lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or you are definitely voting for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate, or would you lean slightly to the Republican candidates?
I don't have enough information. I'm not yet ready to.
Okay.
I don't know the candidates even are. I don't even know the candidates are. Sorry, sure.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to name the persons at this moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Aileen Higgins, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I guess favorable.
Would that be somewhat or very favorable?
Oh, very favorable.
What about Miguel Soliman? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Rosie Cordero Stutz? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Oh. Okay. What about Vicky Lopez?
I have no opinion.
Yeah, okay. What about Maria Elvira Salazar? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Joe Biden? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Carlos Jimenez? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Joe Carollo?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. What about Alfonso Alfie de Leon? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know the candidate who that is.
Okay. What about Daniela Levin Cava? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be a somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
What about Donald Trump? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Francis Suarez? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Joe Sanchez? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Fabian Basabe? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, for Aileen Higgins or Miguel Soliman?
Aileen Higgins.
And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, for Aileen Higgins or Alfonso de Leon?
Miguel Higgins.
And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, for Aileen Higgins or for Joe Carollo?
Aileen Higgins.
Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Aileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
Approve.
Would that be a somewhat or a strongly approvement?
Strongly approve.
Okay, you will now be given some statements about Aileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Aileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read the following statements, okay?
Do I read them?
Okay. During these challenging times, Aileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely for you to vote for Aileen Higgins?
That's not going to change my mind. So somewhat unlikely.
Somewhat less likely, you said? Somewhat more likely? Or it will make no difference, you said?
It makes no difference.
Okay. I'll go ahead and I'll read the following statements. It reads, Aileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely for you to vote for Aileen Higgins?
Okay, well, I do public transportation, and it's difficult to use no matter what, that's not her fault. So it's not going to make a difference.
No difference as well? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll read the following statement. The following statement reads, Aileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely for you to vote for Eileen Higgins?
Make no difference.
No difference? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read the following statements. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely for you to vote for Eileen Higgins?
No difference.
No difference as well?
Yes, how many questions do you have? Because I have to move on.
I actually have about a good 10 more questions. We're close to 80%.
I can't answer those questions. I got to work. I'm at work.
May I call you tomorrow or at a different time to continue
fine.
The survey?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a call tomorrow, okay, sir?
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for your time. We'll get in touch with you.